Okay, we're on Daf Pei Aleph tonight. So if you remember in the Mishnah we did yesterday, we said that a woman could be alone with two men. According to the Tanna Kamma, a man can't be alone with two women because we're afraid they'll both go along with being seduced by the man, but a woman can be alone with two men. So on the top line of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah says in the Marav, Lo Shanu Ela Be'ir. A woman can be alone with two men, that's only in the city. Aval Baderech, but if they're traveling, in other words, they're off, in the open area, traveling between cities, you need three. Why? Shami, maybe somebody has to like relieve themselves. So if you're traveling with two people, and then somebody, has to go off and go to the men's room, so they have to travel a whole big distance away in the city, or have to travel so far. Whatever they have, the bathroom, whatever, nearby. But here they'll travel, I don't know, whatever, it's a quarter mile away. Meanwhile, leave this woman alone with the man, and then you'll have yichud. So Rav Leibowitz is saying that in the halacha they mentioned that it's also at night, that if, in other words, we're saying that a woman could be alone with two men, but let's say it's at night, we're afraid that one of the men would fall asleep. So you need more people at night. So the Gemara says on line four, on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Name Messiah, should we say we have a support for Rav's halacha from the Mishnah that we did yesterday? Mishnah says if a woman is accused of being a sota and she was alone, and now her husband is bringing her to Yerushalayim, Mishnah says, Mosrim lo shnei talmidei chachamim, that we dispatch or we assign two talmidei chachamim to accompany the husband as he escorts his wife to Yerushalayim to drink the water. So terei ve'ihu, so that's two talmid chachamim, and the husband is three. Pat klata, that's three. So that sounds like that supports Rav's halacha that when people are traveling the derech, you need three men. So the Gemara says hatam kihechi denevu aleisade. It's not mukhra from that Mishnah because in the Mishnah it could be. I mean, Rav's halacha could be true, but it could be in the Mishnah we just want two edim to be able to testify if he, had became intimate with his wife. We want two Adam to be there, so we two Adam. It can't be him. We need two other Talmidei Chachamim. He says and Rashi says on the third white line, "Din Avu Alei Sade and Yavo Alei Veidu Lepei Beitin Lo Yimachu Alei Megillah." And then they won't dissolve the Megillah for her. All right. Now we're on line eight, and then I'll pause in a few minutes. Rav Rabbi Yehuda Habu Kaazli Ba'orecha. So it's interesting. We had Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmid of Rav. And then when Rav passed away, and became a Talmid for Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda, Rav and Yehuda were walking on the way. This one woman was walking ahead of them. Amarle Rav, the Rav Yehuda, Rav said to Rav Yehuda, "Dal kareich mikami Gehenim." Like, lift up your feet. In other words, like from Gehenim. It means like speed it up. We want to get out of here and pass this woman and get the whole big distance away because otherwise we're on the derech, we're alone with her, and it'll be just her and you and me. So he says, Amarle. So Rav Yehuda says to Rav, Amar hu da'amar b'kshirim shap yudami. But you were the one who said that, in other words, that if they're kshirim, in other words, the Mishnah says that one woman could be alone with two men. And then we had the halacha yesterday that we said that that if it's only if they're kshirim, right? Rabbi, five lines from the bottom in the previous Amud, said Rav, Loshanu b'kshirim. In other words, if the two men are kshirim, it's okay. So we're kshirim, and we'd be with this woman, so we'd be in good shape. It's not getting to the, it doesn't sound like they're like focusing on the previous halacha. So Amar Le, so Rav said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Miyamar, the Ksheirim kiwan anavat. Who says the Ksheirim are like you and I? He says, Ela kiwan mai, what would be an example of Ksheirim? Don Rabbi Chanina bar Papi b'chavi Rav. Like Rabbi Chanina bar Papi and his colleagues. So here, it's a Gemara. If you see Rashi, let's look at Rashi on this. He says, where is it? He says, on the first narrow line, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi b'chavi Rav, Rabbi Tzadok Rav Kahana b'Perakama. So the Gemara had mentioned on Daf Lamed Tet, there were three incidents that the Gemara has over there. First, we have Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, this matronita, this woman was, sort of like propositioning him. The woman was propositioning him. He says, and so then he cast a spell, and he got filled with all these boils. And then he cast a spell and got rid of all the boils. And then he runs to escape from her. He runs into this bathhouse where they have a lot of mazikim, where the mazikim were, and then he was saved from the mazikim. So that's Rebbe Chanina bar Papi. Then the Gemara had the case with Rebbe Tzadok. Rebbe Tzadok, this woman was propositioning him, and then eventually he runs into an oven to escape from her. And then Rav Kahana, this woman was propositioning him, and he ends up jumping off the roof, and Eliyahu Navi saves him. But they're very, very saintly, very, very virtuous people. So Rav says, just 1 second, please listen. Let's just help everybody out here for a minute. 1 second. Right. So Rav says the type of people, what a cherim mean. Now, there's a question whether he was just being like mocked, in other words, like that's like a stringency, and say like we should be stringent like that, not that the Ikar Din, that is the way it necessarily would be. Or I think where Rebbe Leibowitz was saying it could be that Rav was speaking out of anivus, like out of humility. Like we need, like in other words, like we're like I don't qualify. You know what I mean? Out of humility, but that's those. Okay, so again, let's just go over. So the idea we had said, we quoted from the Gemara yesterday, that one woman could be alone with two men. One woman could be alone with two men, but the two men have to be ksherim. They have to be, upstanding people. If they're moshkatim, it doesn't do anything. And then we said sometimes there are extenuating circumstances if they're traveling on the derech. So then I need three, because maybe one man is going to go off to the men's room, and if there's only two, they'll be alone with each other. And then Rav Leibowitz had mentioned if it's at night, one man might fall asleep. So then you need to prepare for all these eventualities. I was thinking with the Gemara doesn't mention here, but it says that Rav and Rav Yehuda were paddling on the way. So the Gemara has an Erevin. It says Achorei Ari Isha. That it's better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman who's, like you shouldn't, but that's a different, I mean, related halakha, but they were walking and the woman was in front of him, it sounds like. Right. So I don't know why they had ended up that way. I don't know what had happened. Maybe
No, why is he saying this out of problem? He's saying over here.
No. In other words, that could be a problem. They got a bigger problem. The bigger problem is there's nobody else around except for this woman and us. So in other words, it's true. You should that that's like leads to hear her. But we have a more, immediate
That's
problem.
not what Yehuda said, right? Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a problem.
No. Let's go back. He says,
Rob
Rabbi.
said you're not.
Right. He
What did
says.
Rabbi Yehuda say?
So Rabbi Yehuda was saying, in terms of yichud, we don't have a problem because it's two of us and one woman. Yeah, I don't know about being behind the woman, but in terms of the yichud, we don't have a problem. Okay. Which of questions comes to us? Anything I did so far?
Wouldn't the Sota case be different because they're on that derech because of a sexual issue?
But it's true. But the thing is that they're on the derech and nobody's around except for the sota, the man, and the men. That's the kishu. So it's true that's in play. But it's like ain't apotropos la'raya. Like we'll see throughout the daf. Like whatever the circumstances are, there's no guarantees of anybody under any circumstances. So that's it. So I think you missed a little bit of the Gemara, Michael. What did you want to
I
So again, if nobody else is around, then absolutely this is put on the street. I'm traveling, let's say, between cities, and there's nobody, like we look around, there's nobody around.
they're walking.
So yeah, so there's nobody else around. So there's Yichud. Okay, I'm gonna move. Yeah, go
I
ahead.
just have a an after.
Okay, wait. First, I got Yosef, then I got you, and then we got to really run. Go ahead. The more questions now, the more we got to run later. Go ahead.
Of the pages that they send her to coming
Right.
here we said they coming so they don't have yeah I can change.
Yeah. So see. Yeah. So over in the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara was saying that. that we need Tamid Chachamim to accompany the person. So we're focusing on who it was, a Tamid Chacham versus a garden variety person. So the Gemara says, oh, no, Tamid Chacham, because maybe they didn't have the Seichel to give the proper warning. That's it. Today, we're talking about, you know, just numbers of people in terms of Yichud. So we say we have two Tamid Chachamim numbers, just the absolute numbers. So two Tamid Chachamim to avoid the Yichud problems. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe the two Tamid, in other words, it's not Tamid Chacham in this Gemara versus non-Tamid Chacham. He's saying that the Tamid, that they maybe need to be Adam. That would have to be it. Okay, so, okay, go ahead. Ruth, go ahead and get your question.
It was
go
just ahead. Just an observation that it seemed like there was a very fluid kind of society with women, several women propositioning some very, very Bakranta men.
No. The Gemara had that was the Gemara that I quoted. That was on Lama Tenu Beis Daf Mem. It says Matronita. Matronita is usually a Roman noble woman. So it's like, you know, like the Goyim. That sounds like a Shiksa was the one who was, you know, propositioning them. You know, okay. Sorry, now I have to go over, and we have to cut off the questions for quite a bit now because we had a whole big number of questions. Okay. So see back in the Gemara. On the 10th line from the top of the asterisk. So Amarav, Malkin al Yichud, being Osrin al Yichud. Rav says, if somebody is Miyached, we would give him Malkos. And Rashi says it means Malkut Margut. In other words, they're violating, usually it's a Din Derabanan, but it could be a Din Deraisa, but it's not a Din that, you know, that you would get Malkot for, but the Beis Din is giving the Malkot to assure adherence to the Tahalacha. If a married woman was miyachid with somebody, we wouldn't, you know, prohibit her from being with her husband. In other words, the fact that she was alone with somebody wouldn't necessarily pro-asser it. Amar Rashi lo amran el b'yichud penuya. Rashi says no. He disagrees with Rav. He says when we said we give malchut for yichud, that's if you have an unmarried woman, you know, alone with a man. Aval b'yichud eisharish. But if it's a married woman that's alone with a man. Low. In other words, we wouldn't even give her malkot. In other words, so the previous thing you said, the married woman would give malkot, but we wouldn't answer her. This one says that we wouldn't even give the married woman a malkot. It sounds like counterintuitive, but he says, Shlote motzi laz al banea. We don't want aspersions to be cast against the married woman's children. So if, like, it goes out, Rachel was alone with Reuven and they gave her malkot, so everybody's like, you know, how can the China, you know, probably who knows who the kids are, this, that, the other. So we don't want to give her malkot. Marzutra Malki Umachris. Marzutra would give the married woman Malkot, but he would make a hachraza and say that there's no problem with the kids. He says, Amali Rav Nachman mi parhachi l'Ravashi, Mar Nami Lilki v'lichris. So Rav Nachman parhachi said to Ravashi, that sounds like a good etza. Why don't you give her Malkot and say, you know, we don't have any evidence that they were together or anything like that or intimate, but we're giving Malkot just for having Yichud together. Let me see So Warren says Amarle, he could shama baha below shama baha. He says, look at the people who heard, in other words, let's say people will hear that they got malchut, they won't hear about the hakraza. In other words, I'll hear one thing, I won't hear the other thing. So I think it leads to more problems. That's what he's saying. So Rav Leibowitz was mentioning, he was quoting from Rav Schechter, he said that this was during the Yom Kippur War. Somebody had asked and they wanted to leave the TV set on over whatever it was, I don't know if it was it must have been on Yontiv or Shabbos, whatever, and keep it going for 24 hours so they could follow what the news would be. And it sounded like, and Rav Schechter said that your kids are only going to, in other words, I don't know if they were in Israel, maybe Sakana, whatever. So Rav Schechter said the kids are only going to remember that mom and dad had the TV set on Shabbos, that they're not going to remember all like this, that, the other. So like the act is what controls. So Amarav, Malkin alotova hashmua. Rav says, we give Malkot, lotova hashmua means if there are rumors about a person, persistent rumors, that means, it doesn't mean like stama rumor, it means there's a raglai in the davar, there's a basis for the rumor, or it's persistent rumors keep coming up, we give the person Malkot, shene'emar, albanai ki lotova hashmua. This is in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, talks about Eliyah Cohen, and he has two sons, Kofni Upinchas, who aren't, you know, so Erlich, not such Erlich a mention. So Eliyahu Cohen says, you know, please, my sons, you know, don't be like this. Kilo tova hashmua. I don't like the rumors that I'm hearing about you. So the way, it's an asmachta. The Gemara says when it says lo, or al. When it says al, it's like a lav. So they're giving him malkot for violating that law, having bad rumors. Marzutra, motivla afsra al kafe. Marzutra, in a situation like that, would put an afsra as like this sort of halter, like a yoke over the person, umakri le albarai, and then read this pasuk. And the yoke could be merames. The yoke is to like keep the animal in a straight line. The yoke is could be, according to one pshat I saw in the Matifta Gemara, that, you know, to keep that the person should, you know, adopt a different sort of lifestyle to, you know, to get straighten his life out. So Amar Rabba, Bala Ba'ir in Choshen Misham Yichud. If a woman's husband is in the city, we're not Choshesh because of Yichud. Meaning, now, either the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, it's one of two things. Either the woman will be afraid that the husband will discover her, Chas V'Shalom, having, you know, any sort of relationship, or just the fact, the knowledge that the husband is in the city itself, you know, creates a type of chilling effect on her. And the nafkamina between the two would be where where he's in the city, but he's not in a situation where he could enter the house. In other words, is the knowledge enough that the husband's in the city? Is that enough? No, he's got keys to the house, but we know he's not going to come to the house today, something like that. But is his presence in the city alone enough to have a chilling effect? We're on payoff on an algorithm midway down the column. So Amar Rav Yosei, Petach Patuchu Rishus HaRabim in Choshen Mishum Yichud. If the door is open to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public thoroughfare, we don't worry about Yichud. So the question is, what does that Petach Patuchu mean? Petach Patuchu could either mean the door is open and anybody can walk in and out, or some want to say, and this is what Rav Leibowitz was saying, some want to say if the door is closed but unlocked, that also counts as Petach Patuach. And then he was quoting from a tshuva from Moshe, who cuts even different ground. Moshe wants to say that even if the door is locked, but people could just come up and knock on the door, then that was, he had like a heter that also counts because of if somebody knocks, you're going to answer the door. He says, Rabibi ikla lebe Rav Yosef. Rabibi came to the house of Rav Yosef. Batar de Karach Rifta. Amal Hushu Darga Mitute Bibi. So he comes to the house of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is there with his wife. After they eat their meal, they're eating their meal in the upper story. He says, so Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yosef says to whoever's there, Shuli Darga Mitute Bibi. In other words, we're going down. In other words, I and my wife are going to descend downstairs, and I'm about to leave the house. But there's a ladder that, you know, enables you to go from the upper story to lower story. So I want you to, let's remove the ladder. So Rabibi, he can't have access to the lower area where my wife will be. He says, so the Gemara says, Ba'ama Rabba Bala Ba'ir and Choshen Mishum Yichud. But Rabba says, if the husband's in the city, there's no Choshash for Yichud. So Rabbi Yosef is about to leave, but he's in the city and there's no concern for Yichud. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabibi, the Shoshvinte Havoi, the Geisabe. Rabibi was different. He was very friendly with them. And the woman was more comfortable with him. So that like undercuts the Har Chakot. So even though the husband would be in the city, but the fact that this Rabibi was like a very like Ben Bayit with them, that makes everybody, you know, or could be making everybody more comfortable. One idea that came up is, you know, Rav Yosef is the husband. So the Gemara wants to say that Bala Ba'ir in Choshem Shem Yichud. So if it wouldn't be that he was a shoshvinte, he was a friendly, that would be enough. So Rav Yosef, though, was blind. And so that sounds like even if the husband is blind, that's enough to, like, be enough, you know, to undercut the yichud. But then some want to say maybe Rav Yosef wasn't blind at that point in time. You know, who knows at which point in time he became blind. Okay, now, on two lines above where it gets wide, Amrav Kahana, Anashim B'Bechutz V'Anashim B'Bifnim. Let's say you have two rooms, you know, an inner room and an outer room. And to get to the inner room, you have to go through the outer room. And to exit the inner room, you got to go through the outer room. So Anashim Mibachutz, if men are in the outer room, let's say five men are in the outer room. Then Anashim Mibachutz, let's assume two women are in the inner room. Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. We don't have to be worried about Yichud, meaning that the man would, in other words, we're not worried that a man will go from the outer room into the inner room because everybody's going to say, where are you going in the inner room? In other words, you go outside, why are you going to the inner room? He says, so Anashim Yichud V'Anashim Yifnim, and if a woman goes from the outer room into, from the inner room to the outer room, so, right, it's not a problem with all the men there. So he says here, Ein Choshem Yichud, Anashim Yifnim V'Anashim Yichud, But if the men are in the inner room and the women are in the outer room, koshin misham yichud, then I'm worried about yichud, because the man might, you know, park himself on the way out, and then he'll have yichud with these women. Now, on the first white line, matnitatana ipcha, and the Braisa would learn just the opposite. So the way that Rashi learns ipcha, that if the men are on the outside and the women on the inside, I have to be choshesh that maybe one of the women, men will go inside and nobody will notice it, and he will have yichud, according to the Braisa. If the men are on the outside, the women are on the inside, right. So he might slip in inside and nobody will notice the difference. He says, and then if the men are on the inside and the women are on the outside, I'm not worried that maybe she'll go inside. And if she does go inside, we don't care because she could be with a lot of people. And if one of them go outside among the women, it's not yichud, because he will be concerned that maybe somebody else will follow him and come out shortly. Okay, so Amar Abaye, Hashda Amar Rav Kahana Hachi, everybody has to keep themselves muted, and I don't want to say who, but somebody was just unmuted. All right. Now, please, Amar Abaye, Hashda Amar Rav Kahana Hachi. Now that Rav Kahana said the halacha one way, but Tana Matnita Ipka, and the Braisa taught the other way, Ananavi Lachumra. We're going to go be machmir both ways. So you know, we don't want to stay away from that. Now, Abaye Dayer Gulfe. When men and women would be gathered together, and it's interesting, if you look at the Rashi, Gulfe, Makom Kvutzat Anashim Anashim, when men and women gather together, Ola Drasha, they're for a Drasha, Ola Chuppah, or for a Chuppah, meaning that they're going to sit separately. The men are going to sit separately from the women at the Drasha, and the men and women are going to sit separately for each other at the Chuppah. He would line up these earthenware vessels between the men and the women as like a machitza. So apparently if they would try to pass by these earthenware vessels and move it, it would make a noise and everybody would notice. So that would be like the stop it. He says, Rava Dayer Kana. Rava would put up kind of like different reeds, right? And the reeds, Rashi says the reeds would rustle. All right, let me just do a few lines and we'll pause. Okay. Amar Avin. Avin said, this is the third white line, Sakva Deshata Rigla. The weakest point of the year is the regel. How so? Let's look at Rashi. Sakva Deshata Rigla. Re'ua Shal Yimonashna Liyichud Al Aveira. In other words, the most propitious time for the year for doing Aveirot and doing Yichud would be the regel, the holidays. Yimona Regel. Shesh Kivutza Ranashim Venashim. His men and women gather together, the Shmuel Drasha. We don't even know him saying that. And then he says, Sakva the Risudra Blaz, Kimo, Dibiska, Bluhula Kamarayhu, like they would injure their donkeys. So let's look at Tosos on this. Last Tosos. Sakva the Shata Rigla, Perush, Riuish, Yamonashan, Yikula Vera, Klomar, Yamoto Regal, Shish, Utsodon Hashim, and Hashim, the Shmuel Drasha, but only my Zel, everybody's eyeing everybody over. Beyeshomrim, so there's a minhag among Ashkenazim that after Sukkot and after Pesach we have Taniot Bahab. The Monday, Thursday, Monday after Sukkot and after Pesach. Now, for Ashkenazim, you would wait till Tishrei is over. You wait till Tishrei is over, then you come to Cheshvan, then you wait for one Shabbos to go in Cheshvan or one Shabbos to go in Iyar, and then on that Shabbos, they would give a Misha Berak for Bahab. In other words, that there should be a bracha for all the people who are going to be fasting on Sheni, Kamishi, and Sheni. But not here, they don't. But I'll just pause in just 3 minutes, okay? So it's not so widely absorbed anymore, observed Bahab. There are some places that do say Slicho, you know, even though they don't fast on Bahab, but it's not so widely observed anymore. But so it would be the Monday and Thursday, Monday after the Sukkot, and the Monday and Thursday, Monday again in ER after Pesach. Now, Rav Leibowitz, he quoted from, I think it was the Beis Yosef, that says that after Shavuos we don't do it. The Shavuos is just one day, and also they have like the Ema of of Matan Torah. Also, it's like keeps little people in line. Now, when you ever have Minhagim like this, there's always a lot of different reasons that are given for the Minhagim. So the Bali Tosfot say it's because like men and women check each other out, and it could be also like Rulu was saying, the women dress nicely over Yontif and things like that. But other reasons that are given for Bahab, some say it's the change in seasons, and it's like people get sick at the change in seasons, and that's why we fast Bahab. So, you know, so we should ask for good health. Nothing to do with what we just said here. And then another reason is that we're afraid that it's like in Sefer Iyov, it says that Iyov, he would entertain his children, and then he would fast. He would say that maybe one of my children did an Aveira, like we had like all this feasting. So I don't know if it's exactly that's the same as the Bali Tosfot are saying. All right, let me pause for a second. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did the last 30 lines? Go ahead, go. Wait, one second. Okay. Go ahead, your question. Go.
No, it's not a question, it's a statement. One generation before me, they used to fast on Mondays, Thursdays.
I mean, every Monday and Thursday.
Most of the Mondays.
Yeah, that's a different minhag that Makaba brings down. There's a minhag to fast on Mondays and Thursdays for the burnt base of Mikdash, and the was burnt and other things. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, we're moving on. Okay, so let's be back on the Gemara. Okay, so we're the third very wide line on
Pei. Sorry, Rabbi. Yeah, the fast days.
What?
The fastest Bahab starts on a Monday. Any particular reason not starting a Thursday?
Again, we're doing the Mishabera. We're doing the Mishabera for the people on the Shabbos, the first Shabbos in Cheshvan, or the first Shabbos in Iyar. And then we begin the fast right away on Monday, Thursday, Monday. So I don't think there's a reason to do Thursday, Monday, Thursday, but it's always Monday, Thursday. I mean, Monday would be the first propitious day, but I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Yosef says that Habha doesn't work, Bahab works. Anyway, that's Yosef says. But anyway, but look, I don't know if there's other reasons as well, but Monday, Thursday, Monday, not Thursday, Monday, Thursday. In other words, the first day would be a Monday. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, now, on the third wide line. Okay, Hanach Shavuyata da Toi Lenerado. There were these women who had been taken captive. They were brought to Nerado. Askinu Lebe Rav Amram Chasida. They were brought up upstairs into the apartment of or the house of Rabbi Amram Chasid, the pious one. Ashku Darga Mikamayhu. So he took like the ladder from, in other words, they're upstairs, they need a ladder to get upstairs. He pulled the ladder away. He says, Baharid Kachalfa Khadaminayhu. One of them was passing over like this like the hole or whatever, the portal or whatever to the upstairs. Not from the Hura Bikuma. So like she was so beautiful, her I don't know, somehow the like her beauty lit up the whole place. So Shakli Rav Amram Ladarga. So Rav Amram, who's the Chasida, he grabs this ladder. He says, "Lo havu yachlin be'asar lemidliyei." 10 people couldn't handle his ladder. Dalya lechuda. He was able to like with he grabs it himself and put it up. Salik va'azil. He was going up. In other words, he's been like smitten. He says, "Kimat to the palga darga." When he got to the up halfway up in the middle of the steps, ifshach. He like separated his feet to like strengthen himself. He says, "Rama Kala Nu Rabbi Amram." He screams out, "There's fire in the house of Rabbi Amram." He says, "Atu Rabbanan." So all the rabbis come. It's like he's like pulling the fire alarm. So all the rabbis show up, and then he explains to them the reason I call you is the Yetzahara. I need everybody around. So Amrle Kishavtinan, you embarrassed all of us. Like people are going to say you're a Talmud of this rabbi. Blah blah. He's affected by the Yetzahara. Amar Lahu, Utav Tikhsifu Be Amram Ba'alma Hadain, better you be embarrassed in my house in this world, Lo Tikhsifu Mine La'alma Da'ati, rather than you be embarrassed in the next world. In other words, if Chas V'Shalom, I did this Aveira, then you have more embarrassment in the next world. So he said it's better this way. Ashbe Dianpak Mine, he, Rav Amram, gave a shrua that the Yitzhar should leave for him. Nafak Mine, Kiamuda Denura, like a pillar of fire left him. Please wait 3 minutes and then I'll pause. Don't ask any questions till I pause, okay? Amar lei, kazi dat nura ba'ana bisra. So he says to the Yetzahara, he says that you see your fire and I'm flesh and blood. Bana difna minach. But I'm stronger than you. In other words, like the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, fire is normally stronger than flesh. It burns it. But I was able to overcome you. Rabbi Meir, have mitlotzeis ba'obri aveira. Rabbi Meir was like, sort of like, like Mamayit, he was he was denigrating like Ovri Aveira. In other words, like scoffing at them. He was scoffing at the Ovri Aveira. He says like he didn't think it was like such a big thing to resist the Yetzirah. He says Yomachad idmi le Satan itta b'hakisa denara. So one day the Satan appeared to a mayor as this woman, presumably a beautiful woman, on the other side of the river. Lo haba mivra. There was no ferry boat to go across the river. So this is Remeir. So he says, Nakat mitzra v'ka'avar. He grabbed, they had like a rope that was extended from one side of the river to the other side of the river and a plank underneath it. He's grabbing the rope and crossing the river. Kimata palga mitzra, when he was halfway across the river, Shavke, the Yitzhara left him. So Amar, the Yitzhara said, Ilab the kamachra zibiraki, Zaruber Meir b'torato, had they not announced in Shemayim to be wary of Remeir and his Torah, Shaviti l'dmach tarte moi. I would have rendered you like you would have been worth like 2 ma, like almost nothing. Meaning, I would have easily overcome you. In other words, Remeir is like scoffing at the people given to the Yetzirah. And the one day the Satan came to him and poof, now he's ready to succumb to it. He said, had they not announced in Shemayim, like, be careful, Remeir, so you would have also succumbed there. Rabbi Akiva, now Rabbi Akiva is Remeir's Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva, he was also scoffing at the people over Avera. In the Gemara, Avera usually means like a sexual type of Avera. So one day the Satan appeared to him like a woman at the top of a date palm tree. So he was climbing up the date palm tree to get to her. When he got halfway up the date palm tree, Shavke, the Yitzhara left him. Is the Amar, so the Yitzhara said to Rabbi Akiva, Ilab the Machrazi Berakia, had they not announced in Shemayim, he's Zarub Rabbi Akiva Torato, like be wary of Rabbi Akiva and his Torah, Shabita the Mach Tarte Moy. I would have rendered you like Tarte Moy is like two, Amaz is a coin, like 2 Moy. In other words, you would have succumbed. It's interesting because we may remember the Gemara in the second Adarim says he went to this Matronita, and I think the Matronita was interested in him, and he, you know, like he resisted her. But here, that's what the Gemara says. Now, one more story, and then we'll pause. Plimo, Havaragil, anyway, the key is, that ain't apotropos la raya. When it comes to erva, it's like, nobody can say, like, I'm so secure that I'm nothing to worry about. In other words, everybody can face a tempting situation, no matter where they are in life and who they are. He says, Plimo, Havaragil, lemeimor, kuyoma, girib, ene, de satan. Plimo would always say every day, like an arrow in the eyes of Satan. It's like a klala against the Satan. Yomachad, mali yomatikipuri, haba idmi le ka'anya. So one day, which was Erev Yom Kippur, the Yitzhara appeared to Plimo like a poor man. Ata kara baba, so he's like calling at the door. Afiku le rifta, they brought some bread to him. Amar le yomakia idna kuliyama gavoi vana ibroi. This is even today, a day like Erev Yom Kippur, you're leaving me outside, everybody's inside. So I lay you privilege rifta. So they brought him inside, they brought him bread inside. Today everybody's at a table, I'm all by myself. So he says, so he's seen him by the table. I saw one of the Mefarshim wanted to say, it's like that mashal with David Amela, that remember like the Gemara says that the like Halach came, remember the wealthy man and the poor man. The wealthy man had lots of sheep and the poor man had one sheep, and then one day, Halach, like somebody, came to the Isha Ashir, and then the wealthy man ends up like, you know, taking one of the poor man's one sheep and checking and giving it to him. So first he's described as Halach, then he's described as Oreach, a guest, and then he's described as the Ish HaBailav, like the Ish, like he's like a Balabas already. That's the way the Yitzhara, initially he's Halach, he's outside, then he's more inside, and then he's even more inside. Yeah, so here, like the what I saw in the Pacific Gemara, they were saying one of the Mefarshim wanted to say, like he's outside, he's inside. He says, "Ohu atach lisina by the table, habayativ melonav sheishichna v'kibei alei." So he somehow like caused himself to break out in boils and sores. In other words, so he looks pretty detestable. Bahakavid bei mili demai. So he was like discussing things, maybe with the pus or whatever. So Amarle. So they said to him, top line, Tib Shapir, like, you know, behave like a man shear. You know, you're doing all these disgusting things. Amarle, he says, Havuli Kasa, so let me have a cup. Means, I want, you know, I want a cup of wine. Yahavule Kasa, they give him a cup. Ichmar shada bekicho. So he like coughs and he coughs up his phlegm, nachrube, and he spits it into the cup. Shaka umi. And then he comported himself. Listen, please turn that off. Okay, Ellie, I don't want. Okay, good. Then put it away because it's off now, right? So he says, Nachrube Shaka Umid. So he comported himself as if he was dead. Shamudav Kamri, Plimo Katal Gavra. So they hear outside people saying, Plimo killed somebody. Plimo Katal Gavra. Arak, so Plimo flees. Vitashanafshe Vidakisa. He hides in the bathroom. Azil Batre. And so this fellow who had appeared to be dead and was really being Sahara, like has Tisa Meisim and runs after him. Nafal Kame. And then he plops down like he's dead. He dechazio, or he says karchazio, dehava mitztair. And then when the Itzahara saw that Plimo was in such distress, galilei nafshe, he revealed who he was. Remember, the way we got into this is the Itzahara didn't like it that Plimo kept saying gira beinecha, like an arrow in your eyes. So amarlei, two lines before he gets wide on payoff of days, amarlei ma'itama amrit hachi, why do you say this all the time, gira beinecha? What am I supposed to say? I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to pray to Hashem to be saved from the Yetzirah. Amarlei, Leimamar, Rahman, and Nigar, Baby Satan. You should say that the Ribbono Shel Olam contend with the Satan. That's the way to say it, he said. All right. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Avaragil, Kul Eden, Havanaf, Ape. Whenever it sounds like he was doing a Filat Apayim, Hava Amar, Harachaman, Yasalinu, Yetzir Hara. That the, like, Kaddish Baruch Hu should save us from the Yetzir Hara. Yomacha and Shematinu debitu. One day his wife overhears him saying this, I guess over davening, he hears him saying this, simply it's Sahara. Amra Mifti Hakamashani de Parish Leminoi. He says, well, it's 20 years since we've been intimate with each other. He says, my time at Kamar Haki. Why is he saying like this? Like he Mistami, he's got no Yitzahara anymore. So Yomachada, Habakagaris Beginte. So one day, this is Reb Chiya bar Ashi. He was studying in his garden. Kashta nafsha. So the wife, you know, makes herself up. I guess she puts on nice clothes, cosmetics, everything. Kalfa v'tani kamein, goes back and forth in front of him. Amar lo, manan. He says, who are you? I recognize you. Who are you? He says, Amra, ana charuta dahadri miyoma. He says, I'm this famous zona charuta. I just came back today. He says, tava. So he propositioned her right away. So Amar le, aiti nehele lahach rumna. He says, get me this pomegranate. It's at the edge of this, like, this branch, this small branch. Shavar. So, Akin Hele. So, he jumps up. He gets the pomegranate. And then he has intimacy with this woman. He says, ki at levete. When he comes home, at the end of the day, have kashagri debitu tanura. His wife was, like, lighting up the oven. He says, salik v'kayati begava. So, he goes to sit inside the oven. He says, Amar Lay, my hi, what's going on? It's very unusual conduct on your behalf. Amar La, Haki Bahaki Avamaisa. He says, I hate to tell you what happened today, dearest. You know, I tried to be a good husband. The Zona came to me today and I gave in to her wishes a brewery to be burned. Amar Lay, Ana Havoy. He says, that was me. She's a little Ashkatba. He didn't pay attention to her. Adiavala Simani. She gave Simani, maybe she said, and I sent, you know, for the pomegranate and I was dressed this way, that one, the other way. Amar La, Ana Mieli Isur Ichavne. He says, well, you're right. Baruch Hashem, I didn't do an Aveira per se with a Zona, but my intention was to do an Aveira because my intention was to do an Aveira, so I still have an Aveira. So the rest of his life, he kept fasting. He died that death. It sounds like he got burned to death or something like that. Titania, and let me just finish a few lines, then we'll pause. Titania, Isha Afei Rama, Shem Yisakla. It talks in the beginning of Parshat Mato, says if a woman makes a neder and her husband is mayfair the neder, he revokes the neder, Hashem will forgive her. So what is the pasuk speaking about? A woman took a neder to be a nazira, and the husband, he heard about the neder that day and he revoked it, so no problem. But she doesn't know that the husband revoked it. So she's under the misimpression that she has a bani neder to be a nazira. But notwithstanding that, she's spending her days drinking wine and, you know, going to funerals. So she needs slicha. Rabbi Akiva, kavamati lai psuka havabachi. Rabbi Akiva, when we get to that pasuk, he would cry, Amar, umami shenakamin l'chol basar chazir, balabi ado basar tleh. If a person intended to eat chazir, you know, to eat treifas, and he ended up with kosher meat, Amra Torah Srifa Kapara Slifa. Nevertheless, the Torah says that person requires forgiveness and kapara. Mishna Kavan Lakol Basar Chazir, Malabi Yodob Basar Chazir, the common comment. So if a person intended to eat from Basar Chazir and ate, you know, Chazir Flesh, so Alka Kavakama. Kiyotse Badavara Telmer. Similarly, we see a similar pasuk. It says, V'lo Yadava Hashem V'nasa Abono. He didn't know and he was guilty. He's going to bear his avera. He's talking about an Asham Talui. The person thought he's eating Shuman, and then it turns out he might have eaten Chalev. In other words, he thought he's eating different Shuman. But then it came out that what he ate might have been Chalev, might have been Shuman. So he has to bring an Asham Talui. It says, Shayab Rukiba Magila Pasuk Zem, where Rukiba would get this Pasuk, Haya Boche, he would cry and say, Umam Yishin Kavin Lefol Shuman, person intends to eat Shuman, which is a kosher fat. Meaning, he intended to eat Shuman, and he ended up with a Safe Chalev. And the Torah says, in other words, he, as far as he knew, he was doing okay. But in reality, he wasn't doing so okay. But the Torah says he's got to bear his iniquity. If a person intends Chalev and he eats Chalev, Alcha Kamakama. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, v'lo yadav Yashem and Asavono, al-davar zeh yidvu kol hadvuyim. All the sense of the people should mourn. And I saw, he's quoted in the Masipta Gemara, they said, yidvu is yada v'yashem, I think, ben Asavono, something like that. In other words, yid yudal vav vav, stands for yada v'yashem ben Asavono. In other words, yidvu, in other words, he's going to have to bear his iniquity. Okay, who's in questions, Thomas Booth? And anything I did so far.
Amram says that there is fire in the house of Amram. He's talking about internal fire. Ma'im rabim lo yichlu lechabodet ha'ava. He's talking about internal flame that he was in love.
Well, the fire
of love.
Okay. So you heard the question. So the simple shot in the Gemara is fire. I want people to show up and come here right away. So you have a little shock
Does
there.
Anybody
you,
say
so
that?
I don't know if anybody says it, but then you have your own drasha. Okay, but the simple shot in the Gemara is the way I've said it.
Obviously,
which case are you talking about? No, Rav Amram was the fellow. Wait, we have a couple of, again. Rav Amram was the fellow. They Rav Amram. That had all he had all the he had all the captives upstairs, right?
They have a wife and the wife was not there.
Presumably, yeah. No, but they're again they're upstairs. He took away the ladder, so they're in a different room.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's like a different place. So the and any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Yeah, but the basic idea is ain't up tropus la raya. When it comes to erva, you know, people when they get impacted emotionally, they do all sorts of things. You never think A would do anything like this. He could be the firmest person in the world. And then sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, it could be a non-Jewish woman, it could be anybody, you know. And then they're like, you know, like Zoom. They're going off here, there, the other place.
Is it a situation called a Gadol Mechadro?
Right.
We're expecting from this very big Rabbanim doing things that average person would.
Well, again, the Yetzer Hara like came in to entice them, but it means you're right. You hit the nail on the head. Oh, you know, Kula Gadol Mechavero, Yisro Gadol Mechavero. Okay, we got to keep moving. We only have a few minutes left. I got to go. Okay, now, okay, so we're around 30 lines from the bottom on Tale of Days. Okay, Midyachet Adam im Ima. We said a person could be alone with his mother. Am Rav Yudah Marasi Midyachet Adam im Achoto. A person can have yichud with his sister, vidar im imo vim bito, and he could live with his mother and his daughter. And I think Rashi brings down that the Yetzer Hara got weakened. In other words, remember the Anshei Knesset Gedola prayed that the Yetzer Hara should, you know, be removed, and the Yetzer Hara for a lot of these things were removed from them. So he says, ki amra kami de Shmuel, but when he said this halach, so Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. So Rabbi Yehuda, but then at a certain point in time, Rabbi Yehuda went to study with Shmuel. So when he came to Shmuel, he said, Shmuel said, Amar asur l'jachedim kol arayim shebetorah. You can't be alone with any erva in the Torah. Rafilu yibahema. You can't even be alone with the behema. He says, and there's a concern for bestiality. Now, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, mityached adam imo vimbito, a person can be alone with his mother or his daughter. Yashenimahem b'kiru basar. It means when he's a small boy, he can sleep with his mother in the bed. And when he has a young daughter, he can sleep with her in the bed. He says, with the flesh touching. But Tiyufta de Shmuel, so that sounds like that's a Shmuel's an Amara. Mishnah doesn't sound like Shmuel. He says, Amar lach Shmuel, Shmuel would say, but Tami Chadatanya, Achotova Chamotov, Shorka Rav Shabbatora, Emit Yachedi Mahem, Elba Edim. So the Brisa says, that when it comes to your sister, your mother in law, all the other Rav Torah, you can't be Miyachid. Elba Edim, Edim is, mean literally Edim, means with people being around, the Edim in, Shtob Edim Lo. That sounds like even with, you know, your sister, other people, it says, Elo Tanoi. So he says, it's a machloka tanoim. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa, I'm a Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir said, Hizaru bi, that they be tea. In other words, I want you to assure that I'm not alone with my own daughter, Rebbe Meir is saying. In other words, have people around, so I shouldn't be alone with my daughter. I'm Rebbe Tarfon, Hizaru bi, that they kalati. Rebbe Tarfon said, you know, guard me from my daughter-in-law. So he says, legally love out to Talmud. So a certain Talmud, he like laughed or he scoffed at Rebbe Tarfon, ridiculous. He says that a short while later on, that Talmud, you know, he was nichshal with the mother-in-law that he was malagli on. Whenever in the Gemara, the legal or the malagli, it doesn't turn out well for the Talmud. Now, then in the statement of Shmuel, we said afiluim behema. According to Shmuel, a person should be zayir not to even be alone with an animal. So Abaye machale mikula dabra. Abaye would clear the animals from the whole field if he wanted to study in the field. Rav Sheshet ma'avarle mitra. He would have the animals go over the bridge and he would stay on one side of the bridge. Rav Chana min Yerda ikula Rav Kahana lepum nahara. So Rav Chana min Yerda came to Rav Kahana in this place pum nahara. Chazi diatu de kagaris. He saw that Rav Kahana was sitting and learning. The Kaima Behema Kamei, and an animal was standing in front of him. Amar Leilo Sabar Lamar Afiluim Behema. Don't you hold from what Shmuel said that a person shouldn't be alone even with an animal? Amar Leilo Lava Datanya. I didn't notice. I wasn't thinking of it. So I didn't notice the animal. So Amar Rava Mityachin Adam Mishte Yibamot. Rava says that a person can be Miyachin with two Yibamot. It means two women that are married to two brothers. So again, we said that a man shouldn't be alone, according to Tanakama, with two women, because maybe each woman will be seduced and they'll say, you do it, then I'll do it. But they'll work in tandem with each other. But with two Yivamot, it means if you have two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and they're married to Rachel Leah are like adversaries to each other because they're each thinking we can end up being co-wives if there's a Yibam. So a person could be alone with these two women. A person can be alone with two tsarot, two co-wives, also they're at each other's neck. In Isha Bechamota, with a woman and her mother-in-law. He says, in Isha Ubat Bala, with a woman and her stepdaughter. In Isha Betinoket, Shiyodat Tambia Be'imo Seredat Smolabia. You could be alone with a woman and a young girl who understands Bia, like that would report what she had seen, Be'imo Seredat Smolabia, but isn't such an age that she'd be interested in engaging in Bia herself. So it means, like those, in other words, like we learned, remember the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yivamot. Remember, we had the Gemara in Yivamot where we said that that women are ne'emenet, but some women aren't ne'emenet because they have it in for each other. Okay, but that's the idea. Okay, now, Higdilu, Zeya Shem, Bechutobachul. No. It means there are two women, one woman is the daughter in law of the other woman. So he has no connection with either one of the women, but there's a mother-in-law daughter-in-law relationship. So nothing to worry about with those two. Now the Gemara says Higdilu Zei Hashem Bistobahule. Now when people get older, let's say if he's a young boy, he gets older, so he'll sleep with the mother, but he'll be wearing his pajamas, whatever, and she'll be wearing her clothes. And if he's sleeping with his daughter, she'll be wearing her clothes. So Vekama, how old do they have to become where you need the clothes on? So Amar Abadabar of Aza Amravasi Tinoke Bateshani Miyamakad, a female when she's 9 years in a day, Tinok Ben Shemistration of Yamakad, a young boy when he's 12 in a day. Ikid Amri, others say, Tinoket Bashtemistration of Yamakad, that please a Tinoket is 12 in a day, a Tinok Ben Shoshastrav Yamakad, the boy is 13. Bizev Bizeh, Vishu Shadaim Nachonu Sarexniak. So with the girl we had two opinions, either 9 in a day or 12 in a day. But in each instance, it means that they're showing physical signs of puberty. In other words, so the issue is, at which age are they that they show the signs that we say the signs are signs? In other words, let's say they have pubic hair. Do we say it's like really pubic hair? It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, hairs like from a mole or something like that. So one holds when they're 9 in a day, one holds when they're 12 in a day. So Amara from Bar Papa, Amara Kista Loshanu, Elishena Bosha, Lamolifanav Arom. He says that they can only sleep together without clothes if the girl or whatever, or the other, or the boy is not embarrassed to be in, you know, undressed in front of the parent. But if she's embarrassed to stand in front of the parent not dressed, it's prohibited. My taima yitzar al basha. At that point, he has the yitzahara. Rav Acha bar Abba equal to be Rav Chista chatane. Rav Acha bar Abba came to the house of Rav Chista, his son-in-law. So Rav Chista is the son-in-law, and Rav Acha is the father-in-law. Shakli the bat barate. So Rav Acha took his daughter's daughter. So in other words, he took his granddaughter, Otfua Bekante, and he put her in bed with him. And it sounds like without clothes. So Amarle, so Rav Chista, his son-in-law, said to him, Lo Saba Lamar de Mekatra, didn't you realize that she's already Mekudesha? You got a married woman on your hands here. In other words, so he says, Amarle, Avartala Adra. So Rav Acha, the father-in-law, Rav Acha Bar Abba, said to Rav Chista, if that's the case, you violated Rav's dictum, which we learned earlier. The Amar of Yudamarav, the Tamer Rib Lazar, Asuli Dam Shekesha Bito, Shiktana, Ajtagdil, Batomar Beploni Nirotza. You're not allowed to marry off a daughter, or you shouldn't marry off a daughter, until the daughter's old enough to say, this is the guy that I want. So it's not appropriate to do that. And apparently, this daughter's not old enough, so it doesn't sound like you, Rav Chista, followed what Rav taught. So Rav Chista said, Mar Nami Abarle Adeshua. Well, while we're on the topic, you know, if my Tyra Shver, you transgressed what Shmuel said. In other words, you say I transgressed what Rob said. I say you transgressed what Shmuel said. Damar Shmuel, it sounds great. Yeah, Damar Shmuel, he mishtamshin be'isha, that we can't use a woman. So remember, Shmuel's talking about, like, I shouldn't use a woman, like, to serve me food and things like that. She'll get too accustomed to being around the men. So I want to keep them, like, a little bit distant from the men. So Amar Le, So Rav Acha said, "Anak idat the Shmuel's really." I hold like a different statement of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, I call the Shem Shemayim. Top line in Rashi, I call the Shem Shemayim. The aim to ati achareha lechibad isha. My interest in having her sleep with me wasn't like out of love, you know, for ishas or anything like that. Lechibad purva lasa koruch leima shani matabe bita. I wanted just like her mother. I wanted my daughter to feel good that I'm close with her daughter. You know, everybody's like one big, friendly, happy family. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did in today's talk? Okay. Daniel has a question. Okay. That's exactly right.
Rabbi, what is this about this staying away from animals? I mean, if you come to say goyim are like animals, I would understand. But you're talking about behemoth, that they used to come and stay away from behemoth. What are you talking about? Bestiality is not normal.
Okay. So Daniel says, what is it about staying away from animals? The answer is that bestiality is a concern. You know, people, like they say, you shouldn't ride a horse bareback. You know, like you feel like the animal. People, that's what the concern is, bestiality. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, 1 second. Let me see if I have something for you here. Okay, let me do a little bit about Petach Patuach, and we'll call it a day here. Rav Yosef says, if a man is alone in a room with a woman, the door is open to the street, there's no problem with yichud. But Rashi indicates that Rav Yosef did not permit yichud l'chachila when the door is left open. He really said that the pair is exempt from the penalty of lashon. So there's a question, if the door is open, does that mean that I have a green light, or it means b'dieved, I'm not by a mile code? The Shulchan Aruch rules in the course of Tosfos that yichud is permitted l'chachila if the door is open. The Chumash HaRashba asserts that Rav Yosef does not require the door to be left ajar so that people in the street could see into the room. Seclusion is permitted as long as the door is left unlocked so that people could gain entry into the room. The base mayor disagrees and maintains that yichud is not permitted unless the door is left ajar. He proves from the following Gemara that if the door is closed, seclusion is forbidden even though the door is not locked. Rav Kahana on Pei Aleph says that men and women may not occupy adjoining rooms if the only way the men can pass, can exit, is through the woman's room. Rashi explains the concern that one of the men might exit through the woman's room unaccompanied by another man, and thus find himself secluded with the women. The base mayor notes that even though the man exiting through the women's room does not lock the door behind him, Rav Kahana forbids him to be alone in the women's room. This proves that merely leaving the door unlocked does not preclude yichud unless the door is left ajar. Binyan C. All right, anyway, he's got different sheet, though. I'm going to call it a day with this. One second. Let me just wait. Let me just end the recording 1 second, and we'll talk.